From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Good morning, I'm Ben Donnelly. This is Triad in Focus right here on 90.5 FM, WSNCradio.org. And this is the program we come on every Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. Speak to you about what's going on in the Winston-Salem area. Talk to the movers and shakers in the Winston-Salem area. And one of the, well, the mover and shaker that we have here in this morning is Matthew Troy. He is the conductor and music director of the Piedmont Wind Symphony here in Winston-Salem, and a previous guest here on Triad in Focus. Good to have you back again.
Yeah, Matt. It's nice to be back. Good to see you.
So since we spoke, the Piedmont Wind Symphony had a concert with the Wailers.
That's right. It was really everything I could have ever dreamed that it would be. It was, as I was on the show for the WSNC listeners that might remember, I was on several times with Joe Dredd on his program, and just were talking about how, you know, all of the things that we hoped it would be, and it actually turned out to be all of those things.
So, and if you're unfamiliar, Joe Dredd has a reggae program on Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock here on WSNC.
That's right. It's great. So, it was just a perfect evening. I mean, really, it was, a lot of people thought, well, how will you combine a symphony with the Wailers? But they were just amazed at how well that it worked. And we did all of their great hit songs with them. And as I was saying before I even came in this morning, I think it was really one of the most diverse audiences I've ever seen at any event in Winston-Salem. It was old, young, black, white, rich, poor, everything. And it just kind of reminded me of, you know, the power of live music to bring people together and why we need more of that in our world right now.
So speaking of more live music, what have you got coming up?
Yep, we've got a concert coming up on February 9th at Reynolds Auditorium. It's called Cabaret Around the World, and it basically embodies the spirit of, I would say, the 1920s. And if you could imagine yourself walking into kind of a dimly lit, smoky bar somewhere in the world, you know, it might be in Berlin, or it might be in Paris, or it might be in Chicago, or it might be in New York, and kind of highlighting the different types of music that you would hear in those various different places that kind of gives you a total picture of that culture, that was going on. And so lots of kind of jazz-influenced music and things that were early jazz, but also a good bit of classical music, even starting with Offenbach's Overture to Orpheus in the Underworld, which has the famous can-can at the end of it, which is kind of, you know, what kicks off, I think, what the spirit of that cabaret period was all about. So it's a really interesting mix of things that we have coming up in that concert. Also, for anyone that may be interested, one of my favorite pieces on that program is some music by Kurt Weill from his opera, The Little Three-Penny Opera, and that's where the famous jazz standard Mack the Knife comes from. It was performed as a part of that opera first in Berlin in the 20s. So just a really, really lots of colorful sounds, lots of interesting music, and kind of tied together in a really unique way on that concert.
And you have an event coming up at the time of this, going on tonight.
Actually. We do. We actually have an event going on tonight, and the best part of the evening, I'm sure, will be kind of the after party, which is happening tonight. This is a part of our annual fundraising gala that we're doing, which actually takes place tonight. But the after party starts at 10:30 p.m. and goes until 2 a.m. And
wow,
we'll have live jazz there. Matt Kendrick and his quartet and a singer will be there. And that takes place, the after party takes place at the Catherine, at the bar at the Kempton Cardinal downtown in downtown Winston-Salem at the Catherine Brasserie. So they can get tickets at the door. It's walk up. It's no formal dress code. $25 gets you in, and with that $25, you get a free drink ticket, obviously live entertainment, but then also you get a concert ticket, which is valued at, typically our tickets are $25. So like I've been telling people, you actually lose money if you don't buy a ticket to this event tonight.
Yeah,
so.
That's a good pitch.
So you need to be there. It's going to be a great party. We've got a great crowd that's coming. Lots of fun to be had this evening until the wee hours of the morning, and I'll still be awake at that point.
So are you going to get a nap between now and then?
Yes, I'm definitely trying to get a nap between now and then.
Oh, we were talking before about things that you've had, before, the concerts you had before, stuff you got coming up, and we discussed coming up in June, you've got some film-related music coming up.
That's right. We had such a great success last season when we opened up our year with the score to the 1931 Frankenstein film and showed the film live and had the orchestra play the score live. And that was just – was an amazing event that was really interesting for the audience. And there was such a response from that that – people were coming up to me and saying, we really want to see more of that and more of that kind of thing. And I didn't want to program that piece too quickly again. So I was then went on the hunt to find other things that might be similar and found this great score from this great movie, Metropolis, which is one of the greatest films of all time. You know, if you talk to film scholars, and I think it has a lot of messages in the film that are also very pertinent, but it's a great film. So we'll be playing the score to that and also some music from The Red Violin as well.
So Metropolis, of course, is a silent film.
Silent film, that's right. Mm-hmm.
From the 20s. You were mentioning it didn't originally have a score to it?
Did not originally have a proper score. And that was, you know, kind of standard for a lot of those early films where they would rely on, in the local movie theater, either a pianist or an organist to kind of improvise a score to accompany the film. If you think of those old Charlie Chaplin or Buster Keaton films, that's kind of what goes on or what was the standard practice. Or if they were lucky enough to have a little small band or a small orchestra in the theater, they would oftentimes kind of piece it together with different pieces of popular music or different kind of pieces of classical music that seem to fit. So this piece is actually a new piece that a composer has written just as of actually last year. So it's a brand new score.
Who's the composer?
Tom Miller is his name, and he is up in Iowa, actually. So should be interesting to hear. I've heard parts of it and seen it, you know, with the movie, and I think it's going to be really effective in terms of highlighting the movie.
Well, look forward to seeing that and hearing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 FM. If you're just tuning in, my guest is Matt Troy. He is the music director and conductor of the Piedmont Wind Symphony here in Winston-Salem. We'll be back with him with more in just a few moments. Stay with us.
On the next Putumayo World Music Hour, we'll explore American roots music from blues and jazz to New Orleans R&B and new folk Americana.
Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin.
I'm Rosalie Howarth. Join us for American Roots, the next Putumayo World Music Hour.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger.
This evening at 8 on 90.5 WSNC.
If you like the blues, tune in to Blues Dudes with Big Ed, Saturdays at 5 Eastern, right here on WSNC.
This is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 FM, WSNC, Winston-Salem State University. And I'm your host, Ben Donnelly. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., and we bring you movers and shakers in the Winston-Salem area. And this morning's mover and shaker is Matthew Troy, the conductor and music director of the Piedmont Wind Symphony in Winston-Salem. Again, Matt, thanks again for coming in.
Sure, it's great to be here again.
We were discussing before your upcoming concerts. You've got the cabaret concert, the gala event tonight.
That's right. Yeah, we have a special gala that's actually centered around that cabaret theme and the after party tonight as well.
Okay. And previously, we discussed when you were here before about the Wailers concert, the band for Bob Marley.
That's right. And I mean, it was just such an amazing experience.
What was it like getting a Wind Symphony to work with a reggae band?
Well, again, when I was kind of choosing who would be our headlining guest artist this year, I was going through all of those great Bob Marley songs in my head, and I was realizing how many of them already have trumpets and horns and lots of percussion and things. So it was actually an easy blending of the two things. So from that perspective, it really did not present any challenges. I think it was just kind of building out what they had already done, if you listen to those old studio recordings. But this was also the first time that they had ever played with any kind of symphony or large ensemble. So it was very unique for them. And I was just thrilled by how much that they just embraced that opportunity. I think it was certainly a big night for us and certainly a big night for Winston-Salem to have them here. But in another way, I think it was a really big night for them and a special occasion for them. This is very different than what they typically do. And they're on the road all the time. They play a lot of shows throughout the year. And I think this one really stood out for them, too, because of how unique it was. So they were just fantastic to work with. They were very easygoing and easy to work with. And there were lots of times, even in the rehearsal, where they would say, oh, no, we need to, you know, come back down here. We need to hear what the orchestra's doing, you know. And so they really were interested in presenting a really integrated collaboration and a concert. And that was just really part of the joy of doing that with them.
It almost sounds like you would be an easier thing with the Wind Symphony than it's not like you're trying to integrate strings or anything.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It just made more sense for us to do with this style of music. I mean, you know, when you think of reggae music, you don't necessarily think of a lyrical cello solo. So yeah, it was, you think of these really hot trumpets and you think of these, you know, and great woodwind sounds and percussion. And so for us, it was a great marriage of those two things, and it worked out very well.
Now, you've had all these great showstoppers. You've had the Wailers. You had Ben Folds.
Ben Folds was the year before. That's right.
So what's going on in your mind about the future?
Well, I don't know that I'm willing to totally unveil that just yet. But, okay. You know, after the Ben Folds concert was also a tremendous success for us. And people said after that concert, how are you going to top that? And then we come back with the Wailers. And that kind of illustrates one of my philosophies on it, I guess, is that you don't try to beat a previous concert. You just say, I'm going to do something entirely different that you would never see coming. And so I think that's a little bit of the insight that I'll offer right now, I think, to say in terms of what I'm looking for next year. But I certainly liked the fact that that concert brought the community together. And I don't mind saying it because WSNC has always been great to me and to our organization. So we had a tremendous amount of support from WSNC in terms of just helping us get the word out about that as a media sponsor. So I just want to reiterate again our thanks for that partnership between us and this great station too. So,
well, thank you. It's our pleasure to be partnering with you.
Of course.
You're making it fun.
Well, I try. I certainly try to.
Well, it's really great that you're having all these imaginative and creative concerts coming up. It makes it a real pleasure to promote something that you really just kind of feel like you want to tell somebody about anyway.
Yeah, I think, you know, my one of my philosophies on programming is that I try to make things I think the world has evolved to a place where I think for audiences, it's important to know what the concept is. And I think – so I usually start from that standpoint when I'm picking music for a concert. I don't start with what's my favorite piece of music. I start with coming up with a concept, and then I try to weave those things into it. And for us, we're a small organization, but what's great about us is that we're very nimble and we can be very responsive to kind of what I think the community might be interested in. And so our concerts are not really, you know, they're not produced in an assembly line kind of fashion, but they're really, we take our time with creating special kind of events, special evenings that are unique so that when the audience comes, they leave having seen something that they've never seen before. They leave hopefully having had a good time, and just I think something that's thought provoking and something that keeps them interested to see what we'll be doing next. So that's the strategy for us.
Speaking of thought provoking, we were speaking before about one of your upcoming concerts, doing the music for Metropolis and the Red Violin. Mm-hmm,
that's right.
You're a wind symphony, mm-hmm. and you're doing music from the Red Violin.
Yeah, so I'll talk a little bit about that. That John Carigliano was the composer. He is one of the most prominent and one of the most famous living American composers right now. Some people may compare him to being kind of the heir to Aaron Copland in American music. And his music has already stood the test of time, and he's proven himself to be a great composer. When he wrote this piece for the Red Violin for the film, he did what almost every living composer is doing right now, which is that when they write an orchestra version of a piece, they will oftentimes now, a lot of composers will write a piece for a wind symphony as well, because it helps them expand their market, expand their reach, and get their music played more. And so Carigliano actually wrote two versions of that piece, and one of them is for a symphony orchestra and one of them is for a wind symphony. And so we'll obviously be doing that, but we're bringing a great violin soloist down to town from – he's actually a colleague of mine that lives in Alaska. His name is Dr. Brian Hall, and so we're really excited to get him down here for a few days to – do some outreach work, but also to perform that great concert as a soloist. So lots of good things in store.
Yeah, I don't mean to leapfrog your upcoming events, because you have
that's all right.
The upcoming is the Cabaret Around the World concert. Mention again about...
Sure. It's just, if you would imagine walking into a cabaret in the 1920s in different cities across the world, in Europe and in the United States, I think just a sampling of the different sights and sounds that you would hear in those different places, and some new music that you may not know, but also some very familiar tunes that you'll totally enjoy.
What is your website so that people can find
more? www.piedmontwindsymphony.org. You can also find us on Facebook and get information about lots of things coming up.
We'll put links to those on our website, wsncradio.org/triadinfocus. And we'll be back with Matt Troy in just a few moments. Make sure you stick around. This is Triad in Focus on wsncradio.org.
I'm Maria Hinojosa. Next time on Latino USA, after more than 35 years, he was just given clemency by Barack Obama. Who is Oscar Lopez Rivera?
So the issue became, what is it that we are going to do to advance the Puerto Rican independence movement?
Our one-hour documentary on Oscar Lopez Rivera, next time on Latino USA.
Monday at 7:30 on 90.5 WSNC.
Coming up on the next Tabby Smiley Show from PRI, legal scholars Melissa Murray and Adam Winkler talk about President Trump's high court battles, Quanell Brooks of the NAACP on the latest in the fight for civil rights, Oscar winner Matthew McConaughey on his new film Gold, and classical musician Yitzhak Perlman on the next Tavis Smiley Show from PRI.
Today at 6 on 90.5 WSNC. This is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. and go until 8 a.m. It's early. I don't even know what day it is. Our guest this morning here in the studio is Matt Troy. He is the conductor of the Piedmont Wind Symphony, as well as the music director and a frequent guest here on WSNC and on Triad in Focus. Matt, again, thank you for coming in.
Good to see you again.
Well, something that I'm curious about, since you are the conductor and the music director of the symphony, you were a musician previous to that.
That's right.
Do you feel like it's a different perspective that you have on being a conductor from having been subject to that before?
Absolutely. I mean, it's certainly helpful. There's no doubt about that. And I also still perform. My main instrument was viola. I still perform. I performed last Friday. I have some things coming up pretty soon as well in the next few weeks. So I still stay pretty active in that regard as well. And that I find is just very helpful, because it's a constant reminder to remember what it feels like to be kind of on the other side. And I think that's always helpful for a conductor to keep in touch with that. As a conductor, you know, of course, we wave our arms around. And if I do that all by myself, no sound happens, of course. So I do rely on other people to help me do my job. And so I think, but playing an instrument reminds you of the tactile sense that it takes to create sound on an instrument. So just what you have to physically do to create a sound. And so that's always a helpful skill to remember, because it does inform a lot of things that a lot of choices that I might make in term as a conductor in terms of tempo, how fast or how slow something might be. If you become disconnected from those things, then sometimes your tempo choices might be too fast, might be too so fast that someone couldn't play it, or too slow where someone couldn't sustain that you know, that phrase that long. And so I think just being in touch with that is an important part for me, I think.
Well, I'm sure that you've probably heard from some sources. I've heard people who may not be familiar with what you do as a conductor questioning the purpose of having a conductor in front of an ensemble to begin with. Do you have a response to that?
Well, I think if you were to ever have the opportunity to see a large ensemble try it without a conductor, it would become immediately you would become immediately aware of why the conductor is necessary. I mean, there obviously are certain mechanical things that we have to do just in terms of telling the group when to start and stop and just basic things like that. But the more you're around it, I think the more you realize that it's a really highly, you know, evolved and very intentional, just nonverbal form of communication. I mean, it's my job to embody in every ounce of the music and communicate that effectively to the players to create that palette of sound that the audience is hearing. And so I think it's a quest that I'm always on, is how to improve that and how to be a better communicator of the music to the musicians and to the audience. So that's one of the things I love about the job, actually.
Well, and that includes what you do in rehearsal too, right?
That's right. I think the rehearsal, you know, the concert is only a small piece of obviously what the conductor does. If you really kind of want to see where the rubber meets the road, that's in the rehearsal. That's where you get the insight into what makes a great conductor. It's how they bring out and how they elicit those effects and those sounds from the musicians, and how to communicate that, and how to make sure that things are, you know, in our world right now, where we are so accustomed to hearing all music that has been finally mastered in a recording studio, the standards of what the audience is listening for has gone up over time. And so I think, you know, there's a precision that's required for that. And in rehearsal is the place that you kind of get to sharpen that sound, so to speak.
Yeah, that's a good point to bring up. I know that from the opposite side, from having done recordings with orchestras, with ensembles, and before, how much work behind the scenes and afterwards goes into making something sound like a perfect live recording.
That's right.
When in so many cases, it's really cobbled together from hours.
Could be, yeah, typically. That's right. A lot of the things that we hear on the radio or hear, you know, on our iPods or whatever today, those things are very finely crafted in the recording studio.
So. And so there's something magical about that live recording when you actually do sit
there. I just think there's
the
nothing that can replace a live performance. I think being in the room, you hear an experience that will never, ever happen again that exact same way. It's a special moment in time for the orchestra, for the audience, for me, and that's part of that experience. You create something special by just being in the same space at the same time together. And I just encourage people to always, you know, it's easy to go home and get on the couch and turn on the TV, but life is much better if you get out and buy a ticket to a concert.
If you just tuned in, this is Try It in Focus on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly, the host. My guest is Matthew Troy. He's the conductor and music director of the Piedmont Wind Symphony, and they've got some upcoming events. that he's discussing with us and an event coming up tonight that you want to mention?
There's actually one later tonight. It's part of our gala annual fundraiser. This is there's an after party, which is taking place at the Catherine, which is the restaurant and bar at the Kempton Cardinal downtown in Winston-Salem. Beautiful space. $25 admission gets you a free drink and also some great live entertainment and a concert ticket coming up to our upcoming February 9th concert. You can just buy tickets at the door when you walk in, no special dress code, and that starts at 10:30 this evening and goes until the wee hours of 2 in the morning. So it's a great after party for all you late night party animals that might be listening at 7 in the morning.
And the website for people can take naps.
That's they right. Can, people they, can take naps.
And some
right.
of us end up staying up.
That oh, that's right.
It's
like us.
Yeah. Your website again
is www.piedmontwindsymphony.com, and people can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.
And we will have links to those on our website, wsncradio.org/triadinfocus. What do you want to make sure we cover?
I think just I want to thank you again for the support that the station continues to offer us, and we're looking forward to all of our concerts coming up. As Ben was mentioning, we have one on February 9th, Cabaret Around the World. Tickets are on sale now for that. Later, closing out the year, we have Metropolis and the Red Violin. That's going to be a very unique film and orchestra concert. And even, once again, the Arts Council here in Winston-Salem has also sponsored us to offer a free outdoor concert this coming up in the summer as well. So you can find information coming up soon on our website about that. But it's just a great way to get outside, bring a picnic when the weather's warm, and hear some great live music. So I encourage people to just stay in touch with what we're doing, because we do have a lot of great things coming down the line soon. So check us out on online, www.piedmontwindsymphony.com, and on Facebook and Instagram.
Matthew Troy, thank you again for
Thanks
coming
Thanks so
in.
Much, Ben.
This is Triad in Focus on 90.5 WSNC, wsncradio.org. We come on every Friday morning, 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. If you would like to hear this program or other archived editions of the program, go to wsncradio.org/triadinfocus. And even the show should be back up on that website later on today when I get to it. We'll have more details on what's coming up here on WSNC in a little bit. Make sure you stick around. And remember, we've got a fund drive for WSNC coming up in just about a month from now. So keep that in the back of your mind to support WSNC and public radio, small station right here in Winston-Salem.
What is Africa? What is the diaspora? How does culture, race, and class intersect to create identities? Who is African? Who can be African? Who are people of African descent? What are the contributions of Africa to the world? Africa World Now Project is a program that will seek to answer these and other complex questions. I am your host and producer, James Pope. Africa World Now Project Collective consists of international media journalist, producer, and activist Mwiza Mentali, and Africa World Now Project media correspondent Funa Ngunda. I look forward to spending each week bringing you content from and about the African world that you will not hear anywhere else.
Wednesday at 8 on 90.5 WSNC. 90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.